John, usually when we speak, we're talking about specific animals of some type. But today we're just going to talk generally about the opportunity that visitors have to get some exercise and see the beautiful wildlife and scenery at Land Between the Lakes.
So we've been very fortunate this fall in that we've had a lot of weekends, have had some really good weather, and we've had a lot of people coming out and taking advantage of our trails that we have here. And we have a number of great trails that are pretty popular with a lot of folks. And one of our trails has just reopened again this year after having some work done on it. So that's been kind of exciting and getting people out there. And so there are definitely some good recommended trails that I think people would enjoy, particularly over the holiday weekends.
Well, what would be a few of the ones at the top of your mind that you would recommend?
Well, my absolute favorite trail, and I think it's a very popular trail with a lot of other people, is Himatite. That's the one that just had some of that work done. If you've ever hiked Himatite, it's about a 2.2 mile trail, so it's really good for families. And it goes around the lake of Himatite, which was a WPA project in the 1930s, part of the National Wildlife Refuge that once was here in Land Between Lakes at Kentucky Woodlands. And it's a shallow lake, about 80 acres, and the trail kind of circumvents it. And it kind of goes through some old growth forest, or the closest thing we have to old growth forest here in Land Between Lakes, and beaver marsh in the back. And the part of the trail that they actually worked on was the part that goes through the beaver marsh. So there's about a quarter mile boardwalk that's always fun for kids to go through. It's also one of the best places to view wildlife in Land Between Lakes because, a lot of wildlife are attracted by water. So in the fall, particularly, you might see beavers back there. If you're real lucky, maybe an otter, definitely some waterfowl. You'll see some pelicans. And last year when I hiked it, I got to see bald eagles back there. So it is very popular with a lot of different wildlife of the area.
You mentioned something old growth forests. What exactly do you mean when you say that?
Well, we don't typically have very many patches of old growth forest left in Land Between Lakes. Basically, old growth means that it has never been cut before or has not been cut in a long time. The area around Himatite was part of an iron industry from about 1840 to about 1912. So that area has been logged. But everything that you see growing up in around the Himatite Lake area has grown basically from 1900. So those are 120-year-old trees that are kind of around that trail. Some of them are quite large.
What would be next on your list of hiking trails?
Well, if you want something a little bit longer, I would definitely, right next to Himatite, is Honker Lake Trail, which is about 4.5 to about 5 miles long. And it goes completely around, circumvents Honker Lake, which is another lake that was built for wildlife impoundment, for basically wildlife refuge. And currently, from November 1st to March 15th, it is a wildlife refuge. But you can hike around it and you can bank fish off of it. But it is a great place to see lots of wildlife. We lower the lake level, which then encourages a lot of waterfowl, which then encourages the predators of waterfowl like eagles, bobcats, foxes, coyotes, then to come in and fish or hunt there. And so people have a really good opportunity to see a lot of the wildlife that you're going to find here at Land Between Lakes. Also, Honker Trail is pretty good because it has a good diversity of trees. And you get a lot of good fall colors, even at this time, even though we're over the peak.
Are most of the good hiking trails situated around lakes at LBL, or are there some that just go through a wooded area?
A lot of times people do like to have a lot of water views when they do hike. The trails that's really become quite popular, especially with a diversity of recreationalists, and that is the Central Hardwoods Trail, which is, about 25 miles away from Murray. It's on 6880, and it's you can get it right off the bridge, and it's a hike in, hike out kind of thing. But it's popular with bikers. It's popular with runners. It's popular with hikers, and it has a few water views. But the main thing is you get a good view of the forest.
Well, those are three pretty good ones. Any other that we haven't discussed yet?
Yeah, so Lame Between Lakes, you know, on every point of Lame Between Lakes, north and south, there are some always some good trails that are fun to explore. Another good set is the Canal Loop Trails, which is on the very north end. So like our Paducah listeners, maybe our Grand Rivers listeners, you know, they might enjoy that. That's got about 11 miles different worth of loop trails right there. Good water views, some great views of Kentucky Lake over kind of almost a cliff face. And then on the south end is the Fort Henry Trails, which has a really unique, diverse habitat of, you know, creek bottoms with some high hilltops, with some beautiful views of valleys. Almost makes you feel like you're in the mountains.
Well, that all sounds lovely, and I'm sure many people, after maybe eating a little too much during the Thanksgiving holiday, might want to get out, get some fresh air, and burn a few calories off.
Definitely, it's on my plans.
Well, is there anything else you want to tell us about hiking at Land Between Lakes that people should keep in mind?
Well, you know, it's always things to think about when you're out hiking is one, make sure that you have some water. Don't be deceived by winter sun. You should probably also wear some sunscreen if you think you're going to be out there for a while. And make sure that you got your keys secured and for your car. We've had a number of instances where people have lost their keys out on the trail. So you don't want to have to come back and not have your keys and then have to go find them on the trail itself. So, you know, try to plan a little bit ahead, but have a good time out here at Land Between Lakes.